Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Talk about boobs.
The boobies.
In studio with me, once again, I have my friend Sherry Gorbett. Now, she's a patient advocate and the treasurer for BISA. BISA stands for Breast Implant Safety Alliance. How are you?
I'm amazing.
You're amazing. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
To see you again.
Yeah,
you've been very, very busy. I've been seeing you on social media and stuff. You are now, can we just right out of the gate just say you are now the 2026 Mrs. Oregon?
Yes, I was the 2025 Miss United States of America, Mrs. West Coast.
Okay.
And I am now the United States of America, Mrs. Oregon 2026.
And so what does that mean? You're doing beauty pageants, basically.
Well, there's one big one, which is next year in Vegas, where I run for a national title, which is the United States of America.
Wow.
It's a whole nother level.
Yeah. Now, how did you do on the last pageant?
So it was last month over Memorial Day weekend in Vegas, and I was not expecting to place, and I didn't make the top 10, which was fine. And I'm thinking, you know what? I don't know if this is the platform I want to continue to get my message and advocate for breast implant safety. And after the whole thing was over and everyone's, you know, talking and taking pictures, a gal came up to me and said, "What you're doing is going to save lives, so keep doing it." I'm like, dang it, now I didn't
do this. Now you have to do it. And that's how this started for you. You didn't do this out of vanity. As a matter of fact, if I remember right, you had to be coaxed into starting this part of your journey, right? You were already doing stuff with BISA, and someone said, hey, maybe you should do a pageant, and now here we are.
Right.
Yeah, and do you feel like you're getting the word out? And who are you getting the word out to when you do a pageant?
So there's different, well, there's one thing I would like to do, and this might, I don't know if it has to be off the record or not, but with the United States of America pageant, I don't know if our platform was really put out there enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that can change. I think a lot of the women there didn't know what my platform was until I start talking to them one-on-one.
Sure.
So yeah, there's a couple ideas I have in mind.
And let's talk about that. What is this breast implant safety thing all about anyway? What are you saying? People shouldn't get implants?
No, not at all. I have a personal story relating to breast implant illness where I was sick for 20 years and ongoing health issues, hair falling out, joint pain, rashes. And then I started getting autoimmune disorders. And I found out that there's this thing called breast implant illness. I got them out and started getting better. And 2 days after I got mine removed, the FDA made a public safety announcement putting a black box warning on all breast implants. And along with that was a patient decision checklist where the surgeon and the patient had to go over all of the potential side effects of breast implants. And it's about 10 pages long.
Oh, wow. And they didn't do that before?
Nope. It wasn't mandated till 2021.
Oh, okay. Okay. So why do we still need you guys? Are people not reading these things? This black box warning or whatever you call it?
Well, when you get implants, you don't get the box. And if you read the box, it clearly states the warnings and dangers associated with this medical device.
Gotcha.
And it's not being talked about enough between patients and surgeons. Because in order to make an informed decision, you have to have all the information. And women are not getting all of that information.
And that's your mission. Your mission isn't to stop breast implants. It's to make sure that when people get them, that they know what the risks are.
100%.
Because in your scenario, if I remember your story right, was you got sick, but you didn't know it had anything to do with your breast implants for a long time.
Not at all.
Where if you would have had that list in advance, you would have said, oh, my body doesn't like this.
Yep.
It's the breast implants. And you wouldn't have gone through how many years it was of being sick.
Right. Well, I know women who have gone in and got that checklist and changed their mind. Never mind. I don't think I want to even, you know, take the chance of all these symptoms. You know, it's, if you read it, it's a lot.
Right. Are those posted somewhere? Do you guys have a posting of the dangers?
Yeah, you can go on to the FDA website, or you can go on to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons website, and you can just Google patient decision checklist, breast implants.
And there it is. There it is. And you recommend everybody does that before they make the decision to get breast implants.
Yes.
Are there different kinds out there still? Or because I remember back in the day when they started saying, well, now we use saline. Yeah. And so it's a lot better. Well, but the problem is the bag that's holding the saline can be a problem.
There are certain textured implants that have been recalled worldwide, and it's a BioCell textured implant. It's being linked to anaplastic large cell lymphoma, which is a cancer of the immune system. And these women all over the U.S., they have not been contacted. Some have, some found out about it on their own, but there's no tracking or recall notification process in place, which is horrible for women's health.
Sure.
So something's got to change there. I mean, it's not just, there needs to be a complete reform of this whole process.
Okay. So there's a lot of work to be done. You were telling me off the air, the UK is actually making some progress now. The UK, United Kingdom Parliament.
So the UK Parliament's Women and Equalities Committee has just launched a groundbreaking inquiry into the health impacts of breast implants. And that was just announced on June 6th. And this new inquiry will basically examine everything from breast implant safety to informed consent to the hidden dangers of cosmetic surgeries. And, you know, as far as BISA goes, we know exactly how high the stakes are. This inquiry validates that what we have been saying for years. The cosmetic industry needs more than just a makeover. It needs a reform. And, you know, to those women that have been harmed, silenced, ignored, we see you. We want to know your story. We need women to come together, and we need an army of women to make these changes. Our voice needs to be heard.
And the hope is, obviously, is if the UK is starting to look into this, other countries will, and eventually here in the United States.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. Do you guys have a website if people want to learn more about BISA?
Yeah, it's BISANonprofit.org.
Okay, so check that out. And real quick, I want to go back to the Mrs. Oregon thing as you gear up for 2026, Mrs. Oregon. You need some help, right? You need sponsorships and donations or whatever. So let's do a plea for that real quick here. What's the best way to get a hold of you if somebody wants to do a sponsorship or just flat out donate?
You can reach out to me directly at sherry@bisanonprofit.org. So S-H-E-R-R-I.
All right.
BISANonprofit.org. That's my email address. And this Bend is such an amazing community. There's so many individual businesses that have helped and just made it possible for me to get to nationals. And I am forever thankful for these companies and businesses that have supported me.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's always great to catch up with you and find out what's going on in your crusade, if you will. It sounds important. It's something that I never would have thought of. That was going on out there. So
women talking about their breasts, it needs to happen more.
Right. Or when they're buying breasts. Right.
I mean, that's breast health.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had yours removed.
Yes.
After and now you're all healthy now?
Some of my symptoms went away within days.
Really?
I lost 12 pounds. I had so much inflammation in my body, and it is a known fact that silicone triggers your immune system.
Now, can they test for that somehow? I mean, you don't have to just go in and have them taken out. Can you go in and see a doctor to test you for what do you do?
No, I think that's where women have to advocate for themselves. There is no test to determine if what you have is breast implant illness. It's kind of a process of elimination.
Gotcha.
And if doctors were to ask or put on their intake forms, do you have breast implants and how long have you had them? That might be able to help, you know, that missing puzzle piece for a woman, because FDA is requiring or recommending that they be replaced every 10 years.
I think a lot of people don't know that.
They don't.
Because that's not very long.
No.
Right.
And if you start adding up the costs of it, because insurance doesn't cover removal, and if there's a recall and you want to get them removed, they won't cover it unless you get them replaced. So there's all these things that are, if you do this, we can do this. But there's no system that's saying, hey, we got you, women's health.
Right.
We are here to protect you. We're here to make you better. Insurance would rather keep paying us, you know, paying these doctors for us to be sick instead of just getting them out.
Sure.
So insurance, we need some major backing on insurance as well, because there's women that are sick and we're never informed properly and want to get them out. But they don't have $13,000 to $20,000 to get them removed.
Sure. We've been talking to my friend Sherry Gorbett. She's the patient advocate and treasurer for BISA, Breast Implant Safety Alliance. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Give us the website one more time.
BISANonprofit.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.